Patties is on a fast break with Veggie Patty leading the charge. The pass is down deep to Goat Patty. Goat Patty passes baseline to Beef Patty. Beef Patty shoots from downtown at the buzzer. And bingo! It's in! It's in! Carob Patties wins the game and is now the world champions! The number one in Montreal. Come on down to 9550 Jean Milot in LaSalle for the best patties, roadies, jerk chicken, and more. Or call us at 438-387-4004. Carob Patties, the champions of Montreal.
Veins, but what the love, let the healing begin.
The birds and the bees ain't got nothing. The birds and the bees ain't got nothing. Energy.
They gon' feel me now. Straight shooting from the hip. Can we get them in the bottom? Yeah. I'm not popping, but you ain't one. Feel so high lately, I don't feel what's going down. You can see it in my eyes, he been hitting it right. Got me wishing that he wasn't.
Do you know who you dealing with? Hank a victim, but killing shit. Yeah. Call a judge just to buy a car, I'm the flyest on the dealership. Long legs, he intimidated. Amazon, I'm elevated. Little people make little people. Stallions breed prize babies. Eat it up for a while, baby. Buck on it, I'm wild, baby. I ain't scared, let's take it there. I knew you was a crybaby. Bust that boy. Let him adventure inside. If my was a beach, he get swept up by the tide. Any time I let hit it, they know Stally is a vibe. If I wasn't such a player, probably be somebody's wife.
Yeah, baby, yeah, baby. That's right, that's right. This is the enlightened, get enlightened in the Empower Hour, you get me? My name is DJ Bobby Payne. Let's have a great day. Let's go.
Ooh, Bobby Payne. Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. available on Facebook, Empower Hour. Today is a special edition show as we will be talking about relationships, Black LGBTQ awareness, love languages, and all that good stuff. And of course, for the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish. And this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in life, Queen Kaya, Gina the Great, and Pharaoh. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are listening.
Blessed, melanated, rising people. I am so grateful to life, God, our creator, and to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on air here today. And I said, everybody listening, let them be entertained. Let them be educated. And most importantly, let them be empowered. Just keep everybody in a spirit of love, light, unity, strength, peace, and in great health. Hotep, amen. Ashe.
So, guys, how y'all doing? Gina?
I'm doing much better now.
Ooh, what happened to you about
Friday? Or Thursday night, I should say. I got a little bit of food poisoning.
Oh. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Where'd you eat, if you don't mind me asking?
You know, I think it was the bean sprouts. And okay. I say this because you know how in the grocery store they freeze their vegetables and stuff until it looks nice and prime and proper?
Yes, mm. Yes.
And so I made my food and all that. And in the middle of the night, wasn't feeling too good. You know, you know that cold sweat feeling.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. So there was a 4:30 wake up.
No.
There was a 6:30 wake
up. Damn.
And then like I call out of work, obviously.
I was hoping so, yes.
And according to my Fitbit, like from the Thursday night when I went to bed till like Saturday morning, I slept like 20 hours.
Wow.
Like I was out.
Maybe
out.
You needed the sleep though. Mm. Well, at the same time, right?
No, because I like my whole body evacuated everything on my insides.
Oh wow.
So my body was tired. Like that's it was serious. Just like I'm fighting this thing. I'm going on no energy because you threw everything up.
Yes.
Yeah.
But why I think it's the bean sprouts because from cooking it the last night, because I just went to bed. Like, I didn't even put anything away kind of thing, because, you know, I was just like, I don't feel good. Let me just go to sleep.
Yeah. Mm.
The bean sprouts were brown, son. Like, completely brown.
No, you should have known better. You should have known
like,
better.
But from it being on the counter, because you know that's what you do, right? They freeze the stuff.
Facts.
There used to be a place I used to get stuff from. I'm not going to say their name. But, like, if you would buy anything and it'd be super affordable, it's great. You left that on your counter, and it would start disintegrating by morning.
Immediately.
Right. Ugh. So I feel like the bean sprouts, like that's what happened. And so now for me to test food, I just got to leave things on a counter.
Oh.
Just to see.
Okay, to see if it's going like, to turn where you really
are
fast.
Yeah,
in your
man,
life. I hear you.
But
in your lifespan.
I'm sorry to say that. I'm sorry to hear that you were actually taking so much time off. Did you try the miracle drug? Smoking some marijuana?
You know I don't smoke.
No, I know you don't. I know you don't. But it is a miracle drug. The reason I say this.
Yeah, but it would have kept, like, I take it and then I'm not throwing up, I still have a bug in my system.
So how would that marijuana have helped her? This is what I don't understand.
I'm glad you're asking, Trish. I'm glad you're asking, Trish. I have a story to tell. So there was a time in my life where I wasn't smoking piff anymore. I had actually gone on a no piff hiatus.
Right.
I happened to have went out. I got hungover. Mm. My big sister, she's driving, and actually I remember vividly we're doing our regular runs now, we're coming back from Toronto driving to Montreal, and my belly is wishy-washy. I can't hold nothing down. She's like, bro, I know you're not smoking no trees, but we got the miracle drug here, and maybe you might want to take two tokes. Yo, okay. Two draws, stomach seckle.
Yeah, but from being drunk, not from food poisoning.
Anything, any disorder in your belly, yo, you're...
Sir, I'm going to say this, though.
I'm not sure
I'm not trying
that.
I don't want to get the pacifier. I need it out of my system.
I'm just saying,
where do we get
works.
This stuff at?
It's the miracle drug called marijuana.
Oh, of course. Oh, come on.
I'm just saying, hey, I don't want to advocate for people who are listening. I'm not trying to say this is it.
Okay.
I'm just saying it could be it. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm going to tell you the next best thing to that is coconut water. And I think
coconut water is the best.
I think that God put both of those things on this earth as healers for us.
Yes.
So that's something to pay attention to. But coconut I know after experiencing some things that gastro, food poisoning, anything that has to do with the stomach area, if your stomach is upset, that if you drink coconut water within an hour, hour and a half, it will go away.
Absolutely. You're 100%
even gastro. Right. Even gastro.
Yes. Yep. I've heard that before too.
Well, I'll know that for next time because it definitely wasn't, it was definitely not in the know for that time.
And you're welcome.
You said weed. She said coconut water.
Both things are good. That's what I'm just saying.
So I'm going to go with the coconut water still.
All right. What else is going on?
So Saturday was the Big Will show, comedy show.
Woo! Congrats to Big Will.
Big Will. Yeah,
that went well.
He did it. All kind of prizes were given away at the show, too. Nice. So big shout out to all the winners.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But we had a little case of white fragility.
Oh, talk about it. I like these things.
I was there and I saw it.
I was not there, so you guys have to inform me. Talk about it, because I wasn't there.
Here we are, a virtual room full of black folk.
Mm. Predominantly.
Predominantly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you go to any show and there's jokes about a little bit of everything.
Of course. Mm-hmm. It's a comedy show.
It's a comedy show for ha-has and hee-hees.
Right. Yes,
that's what's happening.
So now when one comedian makes a joke about unseasoned white food.
Okay.
Have you guys ever heard that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
By
not one, but hundreds of comedians.
I've even heard it from white people. White Yardie, for an example. You know, I'm just going to give you that.
I thought he was speaking facts. I didn't even know that was a joke.
Right.
Yet. Okay.
He was setting. Yeah, that was his setup, right?
Yes. White people love
seasoned
food.
I have one question before you go on. Did everyone laugh when this joke came out about the unseasoned white food? Did people chuckle at that moment?
People did. We did have a little technical issue with having people unmuted on Zoom. Because the thing is, it's like you could get unmuted, but if you muted, then you couldn't get back on. You had to kind of ask. Mm-hmm. And that's a little weird. Mm. And if something's happening in my background, I want to be able to mute and I don't want to have to ask to get unmuted every time.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have to say, shout out to all the comedians for doing what they did in a really, it's not your ideal format.
Right, you know exactly. What I mean? Yeah.
It's not your ideal format. And also, shout out to the comedians who came on and were just like, oh, okay, there's people of all ages here.
I like that.
Shout out Whip God.
I love
they're
that.
They're just like, I could see them go through their mental Rolodex of jokes like, can't say that.
Exactly.
Like, once that I had a bunch of dick jokes, and
You have to big up the elders that took part in the show.
Because
the comedians didn't fully hold back. You could tell they were filtering some things.
Yeah,
but there was some, sorry for your expression, some dick jokes that really hit.
Yes. They gave their disclaimers.
Okay.
And they did what they had to do.
Shit was funny.
But so back to the white fragility. From what I saw from the cameras that were on, I know that there was one couple, a black man and his white SO, and then this one white lady who shall remain nameless.
What's the SO mean? Sorry,
significant other.
Thank you. No, I'm just here for everybody else.
So she was fine. The one who was in her partnership, they were there giggling and laughing. Like I said, probably not the first time you hear this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But this other chick, let's call her Karen.
You're nice. Okay.
I think we should call her Karen. Yeah,
let's call her Karen.
Fine, Karen.
Karen was just sitting there, screw face.
Whole time or just when these jokes came out?
I don't know because I wasn't watching her.
No one was watching her.
Okay. But the comedians can see them.
Thank you.
Okay.
Like they're looking at their audience.
Right.
And so one of the comedians was like, Karen, what's going on? Like, why are you so upset?
Why are you so mad?
And then it's Karen like, not all people think like you guys, because he was from the States. So we don't think like y'all. We're here in Canada, and not all white people can't cook. And da da da. And I was just like, ma'am,
the show's not about you, ma'am. At all.
Maybe it was. Maybe
like, you're so vain.
But it's not your time, though.
What are you doing right
exactly.
Now?
You're so vain. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, white fragility.
I like how you put that. That's what
you think this joke is about you, don't you?
Because her season was unchicken in her fridge.
Mm-hmm. You mean her chicken was unseasoned?
The season was unchickened, but it's okay.
Hey,
it's okay. Early morning and I drank cognac this morning. That's what happened.
Shout out to the Pub St. Pierre's Open. Go ahead.
Yay.
100%. So now homegirl is saying these things. And so the comedian's kind of like, okay, but I don't understand why you're still screwing your face and all these things. And so she's like, ask the host about me, da 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 da. And then she's just like, that's it. I just came here to laugh. I just needed to laugh and like, okay, I'm out of here. So she left. So she was like, I'm done, right? Cool. Now the next comedian comes on and he kind of just like, he's just like, wow, like I hope Karen's okay. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, you see, F you. And
she came back on to cuss. Wasted.
She came back on to cuss. And then she's like, and this is why I'm leaving. Da da da.
You know, they like okay, attention. How exactly, they like attention.
Yeah. They stormed out of the room. I'm kind of mad I missed that.
I wish y'all could see my face right now. I wish I didn't miss it either. You know.
I wish I didn't miss it. This is some Full House foolishness.
But she didn't leave when she said she was leaving.
Oh, she didn't leave.
She was in the chats. So now she's in the chats talking about
she's in the chats now.
Can you guys hear that?
Yes, yeah. We can hear her.
Her keyboard warrioring.
Oh yeah, her okay. Her gangsterism's on the
disturbing
keyboard.
My show because I'm trying to. I keep so when
and so it pops up.
Up.
You know,
I do have a question. Sorry. So when it's like you said, it pops up. Does it make a noise at the same time? Because that would annoy me. Oh, you know, I don't like
just seeing it was annoying to me.
Just seeing it was annoying.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
okay,
popping
okay,
up, and you're seeing Karen says
right.
But Gina represented. Gina took care of us. Don't worry.
So now, so Karen's telling these things, and then I had to come. I was like, Karen. Chill. I was like, bro, I thought you left.
Right. Yeah, thank you. Literally, thank you. I'm happy.
I thought you left. I go, this is not your soapbox or your platform.
Yes. Amen. No. Talk about
stop
it.
Stop ruining the show for everybody
yeah,
else.
Good for you. I like that.
That was a highlight to the show.
Did she respond or did she finally leave?
Did she? No. She responded with her whole life story. And I'm not going to put out her story like this because whatever, you know, white fragility.
We don't do that.
Right.
And, you know, she wants to. Oh, and no, because actually, sorry, guys, I forgot to mention. Before when she got on the first time to have to talk her ish, she was talking about how her black baby father.
Here we
and
go.
And this, that, and a third.
Ma'am, please.
She didn't.
I got a white friend.
Oh, no, Lord. No. But why did we all have to know about her baby father?
It was a comedy.
She spoke about the man's personal situation.
At a comedy
from
show?
Unseasoned food.
Unseasoned
food. This is where it cut. So in her comments, then she started talking about her whole life and her custody issues and all these different things.
This
and asked the host and all these different things.
Wow.
And then she finally left.
Yeah, this happened. I was there.
Wow, you guys are really good.
Yeah, no, shout out to Big Will for holding that down.
And Rodney for
not coming back. Like, what the ass? But the comedians held it down, too. The comedians.
They sure did. They roasted the shit.
Like any comedy show.
If you draw attention to yourself in a comedy show, every comedian that came after was like, oh, where's Karen?
I love it.
Where's Karen?
Good.
Karen,
so
you there?
So it gave them more material. I
love it.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. So shout out again to Big Will and all the comedians who came out and did their thing. So my last little thing is I seen a post the other day and I wanted to mention it because I think it's in line with what we're talking about, relationships and stuff.
Yes.
And someone posted and said, closure is a scam.
Mm.
So you know how you always say like, I just want to meet somebody to have closure. Yeah. They're just like, closure is a scam.
Okay.
Accept whatever they did for what they did and move on.
Exactly. Mm. A lot of people have to understand that, you know, this person's not your enemy. They're your lesson, right?
Mm.
So that closure is a scam. I guess that's a lack of a better word, but it's just like, you have to get closure for yourself. You can't get it from the other person. I think that's what a lot of people are expecting.
Yes.
That's what I think. Yeah.
This whole idea of like, let's sit down and meet because I need closure. Your closure is it didn't work.
Right.
Move on.
Mm.
Learn
exactly.
from that. And move on.
Yeah, and you know another thing.
Because then they're holding on to things.
That's it. And you know they say something. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this, but it's something that I learned in my healing journey. Like God in the universe will make things happen to you so bad, like slap you in your face, punch you in your stomach, because you don't listen, because you keep on going back to the same thing over and over and over again. So us getting that closure from whoever hurt us or whatever hurt us, going back and stuff like that, it's not necessarily closure. It's just us being in our comfort zones.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
And then you're gonna ask the questions until you hear the answer you want to hear, because the person wants to end the conversation.
Right. They don't even want to talk to you.
So and then the whole it's not you, it's me comes out.
Yes,
and then it's like, oh, like I'm going. And then so you're going to get into that until you hear the answer you want to hear. And it's actually not, it did nothing for
it's
you.
It's still not even close you up. So you got to get closure for yourself.
But
so
who usually asks for closure?
People who who are hurt. Everybody asks for, not everybody asks for closure. I think that people who just want to, like she said, the answers that they want to hear.
Yeah, it's usually one-sided, no? It's usually one-sided closure.
Generally, sometimes there's a lot of closure in when you have those type of breakups where someone might just be like, yo, I'm out of here, I'm
exactly.
done with this, and then they ghost you, like, block you, like, this,
delete
and the third,
you.
And then now you try to find them on whatever other social media, you go show up at their mama's house or whatever it is.
Right.
Like,
I need
that's
closure.
Some stalker stuff,
and it's just like, the closure was, he said I'm out of here, or she said I'm out of here, I'm done.
And sadly, you have to accept that for what it is, you know? Like, it really is what it is. So that's people who want closure. I'm good on the closure stuff.
I appreciate that, actually. Like, in my back in my heyday, I do remember breaking up with some women on probably not the best way, actually. And
right.
They did ask for closure, which I did not give them. As I'm older, mm-hmm. I feel pretty bad about that. Because actually, I feel it could have been worth a conversation. Just to get proper.
Well, that's good. That's a good realization.
And the thing is, the closure and conversation are two different things. I do encourage people to be adults about their situations. And the same way you got into it, with like have the same respect. Because all of a sudden, at the end, all of a sudden, the person's this, the person's that, the person this. But you've been with this person for 1 year, two years, three years, have all these children, and all of a sudden, they ain't this and they ain't that.
They ain't worth a conversation? Damn.
Yeah. Some people are harsh like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's a lot of... We're going to get into some of the stuff like that in a relationship.
But that was me.
All right. P, up to you.
Well, that was me and Hammond because he came... me and Farrell came on last week.
I'm just saying, like, I thought it was the Gina show. I always appreciate when half the show is about
Gina. I said one thing and he came on. He's like, let me tell you about a story about one time when I was with my sister.
I'm just saying.
So I just want to get on his...
I was just helping you out, helping your story out.
It's a family affair, guys. Everyone who's listening, it's a family affair. Okay. Farrell, your turn, darling. What's going on with you?
So happy Father's Day to me.
Happy Father's Day, King.
Thank you, Queen. It was lit. So we had the littiest time ever. I'm trying to figure out where to start. But no, honestly, I'm not gonna deep dive too far.
The show's only 2 hours.
Thank you. Thanks, Trish. But just to say, I had the time of my life.
That's good. Very nice.
And I justified an expense. Okay, I bought an air bounce, guys. Okay?
That's a good event. You have children.
I'm coming over.
That's a good investment.
Can you tell
nobody? Tell, what is this?
Yo, okay. So, peep game.
I'm coming over.
I go to the store just because, all right, my daughter, phenomenal. Her birthday's coming up next week. And she wants to have like a resort style.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You know, birthday party, right? Cool. So we're like, all right, bet. Let's buy a pool. So I'm online checking for pools. The prices are making sense. I find one that makes sense. Trust me, right? My mom's trying to help. Anyways, so trying to find pools. Trish has the inside joke. That's why she's
I totally do.
She's like, yo. So anyways, I was going through trying to find these pools. And then I found one. The shipping was like $200. I'm like, nah, I can't spend $2 on the shipping. So nah. And my budget was around $5. Let's just say I'm comfortable with that. Anyway, so I go to the store. I'm like, let me just see what they have here. Yo, they had an air bounce there for sale. And I was like, okay, it's a little bit over the budget. A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit over the budget. But I had to justify it. I had to call my wife. I made up some reasons. I was like, well, look, this is a Father's Day gift. This is two birthday gifts. I said this is Nzinga's gift for August.
Oh, wow.
This is no. I had to justify the expenditure.
That's really good. I'm with it.
And you know when in sales, anybody who's doing sales, when your client is justifying why they have to spend the money, you're good. You're basically they're trying to figure out why it makes sense for me to spend this money right now.
Right.
So after justifying it, guys, I have to tell you and. Shout out to the energy and the ancestors and all the non-physical beings that surround me because there was a time where I was at the cash, literally at the cash. I had to ask the energy. I was like, yo, is this the right move right now?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And
I like it.
And I got the confirmation that it was the right move. Nice. It just felt right. And I bought it. Guys, when I tell you, I'm so glad I bought it.
Are you? You sound like it.
Yo.
You have a lot of energy.
First of all, not just, it's a water air bounce. Thank you. Water slides, sprinklers.
I'm coming over.
Not just water slide sprinkler.
You know me.
I had to come with. I came with the bubble bath, guys. I threw bubble baths on the slide. Oh, there's a slide, dope. Right? There's a slide in the. Yo, the children we had.
Can
a
you use it? Can
yeah,
you
I was gonna say.
I was on
if
it.
You could fit on it.
I mean, went sliding on down it. That. Yo, we could all do it. You too, Kaya. Don't worry.
You didn't just say you too. I am a size 6 sparrow.
Well, you're looking at me like, can we all do it?
I want to do it.
First of all, I'm getting on the kids' floaty thing. If I break the mother, I'm going to tell you, I'm getting on it. And I'm going to have a good drink first just in case it do break because I'm going to laugh hard.
Exactly. No, I had two drinks. I had two drinks before I jumped on there. But just to tell you, it was awesome. Went to
so
children.
Excited.
Bubble. It was like a bubble bath outside. Slip and slide in. Sprinklers. It came with balls that we could throw against.
There were balls.
You could throw?
This Velcro thing. I know. Tell me
how
it wasn't a good
this
purchase.
You're only telling about this now.
Yeah, I should.
Anyways, I seen you on Facebook and I ain't gonna lie.
I didn't see you on it.
I'm gonna go look right now. But I ain't see you get in it. No, I just see you looking wet.
Nah, thank you. It was a post picture. I want to mess up my phone.
You have the picture
out
on Facebook?
It's on Facebook. I'm gonna go back on your Facebook right now. Yeah, yeah. You guys should check out my page, Pharoah. I think I'm.
I think you need to post it to our page too, so that everybody can see you having a good time.
I'm gonna do that. You guys, you're gonna want to check out the Empower Hour page. I have pictures, videos, the whole nine. But so just to say, I actually had one of the best Father's Day.
That's really awesome. It's
like I had a ball. The children, like we all had a good time. But for me, it was like I bought it, and it was just watching the children having a good time. And I guess maybe that's part of being a father. Yeah. But it's like that was a huge highlight for me. Like the children had a ball, slipping and sliding up and down the thing, and whatever be the case. And yeah, so just to say that, I guess, you know, for my ranting, I have other things I'm going to rant about, but I'll rant about them later because this is all uptime for me. So yeah, I'm just keeping positive right now. So that was my week. That was your highlight of your week. That was my highlight. Big shout out to my family. Yeah, we had an awesome, awesome seafood boil. I think they call it. So you know, we had lobster.
Did you guys make it or did you order it from somewhere?
Yeah, we made it. Big shout out to the queens in the house. My wife, my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law. Everybody came in and contributed. Like we bought the stuff, and so big shout out to everybody. Like and just we just made it work. You know,
but it was
awesome. We had a really great time. So big shout out to everybody, and big shout out to all the fathers out there who are just doing the do.
That's it. All right, Queen Kaya, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm wonderful. I actually also did a small seafood boil.
Yes.
I guess that was this week just because lobster was on sale.
Lobster's on sale until
Wednesday night. It's $7.77 at a pound at IGA. So go ahead and get y'all some lobsters.
Okay,
and stuff.
I like it.
And if you're smart, head over to my page and hit me up in my inbox because I'm selling Big Mama's bag y'all butter right now to go along with the seafood.
You better.
So if you're doing that, do that and holler at me. But my week was actually pretty good. My birthday was on Saturday, Juneteenth. I am always excited about my birthday, but I always just end up kind of doing something really chill unless I take myself away on vacation or someone takes me on vacation or something like that. So I chilled at home, family and friends. We did a seafood boil. It was really, really good. And it was an interesting week to say the least. Last week, I didn't really get to talk about the Oka party. So
get into it.
We're gonna get into that a little bit because the Oka party was actually off the charts. So later on in my segment, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And I want to talk about some new developments. And we're going to see what you guys think about that.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. My week's been good. I have an obsession, as usual, because that is my personality. Mm-hmm. I got an obsession with crime shows.
Crime shows?
Okay. Yo, Fatal Attraction, For My Man, Law and Order. Oh, all yeah. these shows I have. Yeah. I also like to watch Snapped. Like, you know, you guys know that show? It's called Snapped. Yeah. So, but you know Snapped, right? Yeah. Snapped is when Snapped has been, nobody take this personal. It's about a lot of women killing their boyfriends.
Oh.
Yeah.
For cheating and stuff.
Awkward. When they're pushed to the limit.
Yeah, when they're pushed. Yeah. But you know, the thing is, too, I seldomly find myself remorseful for any of the men that it happened to.
Wow.
Because you know what? These women, they be giving their all. You know, you give a man everything. And then after, they just got pushed to the limit. So they snapped. So I have an obsession. So my friends put me on a timeout. And I can't watch them anymore.
Okay.
Because when people come over, I'm like, yeah, let's watch Snapped. And then it's like,
timeout, Trish, for you.
We didn't come here to watch Snap. Stop it.
I appreciate your friends.
Stop. Yeah.
So your friends, I appreciate
They're listening. So yeah. They're really good. Father's Day was Sunday. I hung out with my dad. That was cool. It was great. And I just wanted to, I know we're probably going to talk about this a little bit later, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. Shikari. What's her name? Richardson. Mm-hmm. She is a 21-year-old sprinter who's just going viral this weekend because she is just knocking them out. But the only thing I don't like about this, I mean, I love her dearly. The thing is, they're talking about her image a lot. She wears a weave and she has really long hair. So there are a lot of people that are like, yeah, even with her blonde hair, she's running so fast and her long nails. And I don't think that that's something that we should be focusing on. We need to be focusing on the fact that she's 21 years old and she's doing a damn thing right now. And we need to give her that recognition. But a lot of, even if you listen to the commentators when she's running, they're like, yeah, with her blonde yellow hair, watch Shikari Jackson. And I'm just like, yo, Richardson, excuse me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is that necessary? Why is that necessary? Why do we need to do that?
I don't know. They're upset with our melanin dominance, so they're trying to bring their white inferiority into the whole thing and just bringing up things that are relevant to the fact that she's just crushing the game. So
she's crushing
shout out
it?
To her melanin dominance.
Absolutely. All right. So that was all of our weeks.
Wow.
All of our weeks.
That's exciting.
I was excited. All right. So we're not going to do any headlines, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, because it's our special edition show. So we're going to talk about love languages. Did we all do the test?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm completely mine now as we speak.
Okay, no problem. So I won't ask you first. So basically, what is love language? You guys know what it is? You want to talk about it a little bit?
Let's talk about it.
Why are you guys looking at me? I don't want to talk about nothing about love language. Shit.
Go ahead. As you guys can tell, Pharaoh has a little resentment towards this love language show. But we're going to get into it. So, Gina, you can start off with what a love language is, and then after I'll go right after you.
Yeah, so they say that there's 5 love languages, right? We all demonstrate love in a different way. And they're all important for us, but sometimes we put more importance on one. Well, we have a certain hierarchy for them, right? And so these 5 these 5 love languages come from words of affirmation. So saying supportive things to your partner, acts of kindness, doing helpful things for your partner, receiving gifts. I think that's self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. Physical touch, so hugs and kisses and caresses, and quality time. And so we all kind of, whether we know it or not, or realize it or not, we all have a certain hierarchy on what's more important for us. And I think this is an important, it's a quiz that you can do. Mm-hmm. It's an important exercise because sometimes you don't realize, normally you show someone love in the love language that you hold the highest.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that might not be their highest love language.
That's it.
And so sometimes they're not really realizing the efforts that you're putting towards showing them love, and they're not, and you don't realize how they're receiving that that certain love language of sorts.
Right.
And so I did this exercise with my sisters.
Okay.
A few years back, and it opened my eyes a lot in terms of how that relationship, how our relationship is, and we're really tight. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then I also understood that when I got a gift from my one sister, I understood how that's so important for her, and so her doing that to me was like, that was
important.
Very big for her.
And
we'll get into where all of our things lie.
Right.
And so like it absolutely helps the communication that you have in all relationships, not just your part, because we talk about partners here.
Right.
But this is all your relationships.
All of your relationships. And I just feel like it's important to practice your own love language on yourself, because at that point, that's just another higher point of self-love. You know what I'm saying? If you're consistently giving your love language to somebody else, and like you said, if they're not recognizing it, it's just like you're draining yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're doing what you would do, what you would want to receive, but not what they would want to receive. So like it's really important to know everybody's love language in your life. I even found out my parents' love language to understand how they like to be loved. It's really, really important to find out these things.
I guess like it could be compared to just general communication, right? Because yeah. I think it's...
Absolutely.
I remember I had even a debate with somebody that was speaking to me in a way that I had a hard time understanding. And they're like, well, this is how I like to speak.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, are you speaking for me to understand what you're saying, or are you just speaking because you like to hear yourself speak?
Exactly.
So, and I guess that's where it comes down to. It's like, okay, so if you're doing something genuinely for the other person, or, mm-hmm. you know, love is supposed to be a two-way street, so to speak. So I guess what you're doing is you do want to know how is the best way to love this individual.
Right.
Same way in communication. How is the best way to get my message across to that particular individual so that they understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I like that. I like it.
All right. So you guys want to reveal what your love languages are? I will go last.
Ahem.
So I guess we'll start with you, P, because you're clearing your throat so hard.
I'm trying to hear this.
So hard.
What's up?
I want to. Can we guess his first and then go for it?
Yeah, well, Gina just saw it.
Oh, you saw it?
I didn't see it. Actually.
Okay, you want to guess? Can I guess first?
Sure, you can guess.
I think yours is words of affirmation.
Oh, that's nice.
I think his is acts of kindness.
Wrong.
I think his is actually physical touch.
You know it.
It is. For sure.
You sure you're one of us?
Hell yeah.
Nice.
You can tell that, though. You can tell that about him, actually.
Really? Yeah. How could you tell?
His energy. You know what? This is another thing, too. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Husbands.
Yes.
It's a thing.
Right. I hear you.
Men that end up actually being somebody's husband that have the real husbandly qualities.
Yes.
You know, they like to be touched. Mm-hmm. They want their arm touched.
Right.
They like their upper arm touched.
True,
they like
low,
yeah.
They like their thigh
touched.
Yes.
So it's a thing. But husbands, I recognize this. But his energy screams that. Their energy screams that to me. Like, I'm talking
very
to
nice.
A guy. I'm talking to, I'm like, hey, yeah, this is... I'm listening to what I'm talking. I'm saying, are you married?
He's like, yeah, yeah, sir.
What make you say that? You're fucking married, bro. Like, what are you talking about? I can tell. Like, you talk like a married man.
Yes, the good stuff.
But
yeah,
he definitely has the energy, so I would definitely think.
I'm going to have Kaya come and review all dudes. And I'm like, you're going to have to go through the Kaya system.
Exactly.
Oh, to find out if you're married.
Really? You can smell. Okay, is your marriage radar on or just a BS radar real high? Which one is it?
It wasn't actually, this conversation wasn't like anybody trying to woo me or anything like that. We were having a regular conversation.
Right.
But the things that they were telling me that, you know, they're into, that they like and stuff like that, I'm like, oh, you're married, huh? He's like, come on.
Wow.
Just off of that, yeah. Bro, I can tell.
I really like that.
I can tell by the way that you keep yourself up. I can tell how you're kept that you're a married man.
I like that.
Absolutely.
I like that.
So yes, that's me.
Physical. Your physical touch. Mm. Okay.
So, what else? What where
tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, there's more to it?
It goes it ranges. Yeah.
Well, see, that's your top, like, right?
The one at the top and
so
at
your
the
top is physical touch.
Second is quality time.
Uh-huh. Third.
Third is words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. And then after that is acts of service. And 0% was receiving gifts. I don't give a shit to get stuff.
Really?
Guys.
Like, wow. Very selfless man. I love that.
What are you going to, like, it's just, nah. Wow.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
That is me.
All right. Gina?
So mine, my top, are we guessing?
Yeah, I think
everybody?
Yours are.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think yours are acts of service.
What do you think?
I think that Gina's is quality time.
What do you think?
I'm going to go for quality time too.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding on a quality time.
Hey. Yeah, we know this though. This is important to you. Yeah, to you.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. And that's the very Capricorn in me. Mm-hmm. I think time is money. And if you sacrifice your time to spend time with me, then you're sacrificing.
You're Capricorn.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wonder the fact you like being on time. So I just figured that was just...
Oh, gosh.
And my time is of quality.
Yeah, I figured.
So quality time is big for me. 100. And like the thing is with me is that it doesn't take much. We can literally sit in a room and say nothing. Yeah. Just you spending that time with me is me saying that you are foregoing something else to spend time with me. So I highly appreciate that.
Okay.
And I do think it's very important to show up. So I show up a lot. And again, if it's my top love language, it's the love language I speak in the most. Mm. Funny enough, the last time I did this, my one and my two and my three actually flipped. Mm. And I think that also happens as you age. As I age in my younger years, things change. My second is act of kindness, and my third is words of affirmation. And it used to be the other way around.
Okay.
And acts of kindness wasn't so big because I'm like, I used to be hyper independent, so I didn't need you to do things for me. I could do things for myself.
Right.
But then I recognize it's actually kind of nice when someone does something for you.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I appreciate that.
That's true.
Especially when you don't have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Especially when you don't have to ask.
Yeah, when you don't have to ask. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So physical touch was my fourth. We don't touch much in my family, though. That's the thing. I think that's a West Indian thing, too, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we're not... Like, West Indians don't tend to be affectionate.
That's true.
Because we're always on survival mode. We grew up in survival mode. But we're definitely breaking that generational curse when it comes down to my nieces and nephews and stuff. Like, it's nothing but constant hugs and like kisses and you're beautiful and you're this like that. So we're breaking those generational curses. So it's not that important for me in my language, but we're making sure that it's going to be important for them.
Nice.
And they are saying gifts. Like I get stuff myself. Like normally I get gifts too. It's like, oh, thanks for this. I don't know where to put it.
You're like, I don't know about this.
But I appreciate you though.
I like that.
So that's me.
Kaya. We got to guess yours first.
Yeah. You want to guess?
Kaya.
Oof, I think you would be quality time as well.
I think it's acts of kindness.
I feel it's acts of service too.
She said acts of kindness.
Oh, say
same. Same.
I'm reading what it says here.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay, so
acts of service. Yeah.
It is actually acts of service.
Nice.
And
show me that you care. Shit.
Yeah. So pretty much it's like, you know, doing the things for me that I feel like sometimes I just can't. I don't have enough time in a day to get done on my own.
Right. Right.
And a person knowing that everyone else is busy also, knowing that they would be willing to take time out of their day to do some things for me that I'm just too tired to do, means so much more
of
to
course.
Me than anything else. So it came in at acts of service, but it's weird how they laid mine out because they didn't put like the highest number next. But they did put acts of service at 29, receiving gifts at 13. But the next one should have been physical touch, which was 26. And receiving gifts is actually last at 13%. But then we have 16% for both quality time and acts of affirmation. So I'm going to tell you this. Mm-hmm. The reason why I'm reading this out is because
4 years ago, I did this quiz.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was actually much different from the results that I received now. So I do agree with what you said.
Right.
It started off with receiving gifts, acts of service. And the things that were, I think, the most important to me now came up last. Because it was like, just give me that money, man. Come over here with that dough.
I like that.
Right?
Come
over here with that dough. Put it on a nightstand. Get out.
Right.
You know, but... I think things have changed for me, and I expect a little bit more as a grown woman. Mm-hmm. And so it actually I just finished the quiz now while we're online. Like I said earlier, I'm finishing mine now.
That's cool.
But I just to sum this up, it actually makes me understand too what happened, because in January 31st, I actually ended a relationship of 13 years.
You
I think
said
you guys,
that
I told you guys.
You did say that.
And it was very difficult for me to do after all of that time, especially with all of our experiences and everything. But now looking at this and seeing that I require something different lets me know that's why it wasn't enough for me. The money wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. I needed something different. Mm. And that not being able to offer more says this right now.
Right.
I need more acts of service, less money. I can get money, but this
exactly.
is these things that I can't handle right now.
Wow.
So I'm open right now. I'm open to know more. This is interesting.
It is interesting. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for this.
No problem. All right, my turn. What do you guys think mine is first?
Well, I'm just going to say this because Miss Trish always says, I'm the last child. So I'm going to say gifts.
Sorry.
she always wants one too.
And you know what? Yeah. That laugh made me think that it's receiving gifts also.
Wow. Yeah,
I would have said the same for Trish. You either gifts or quality time, one or the other, but she wants something.
You guys are wrong.
Yeah,
my love language is quality time.
What?
Aww. It sure is.
Would you? I should have known that, Stan, because you stay doing something for your family all the time. I should have known
that. Yeah, it's quality time.
No, this is important to me, guys. You know what? I really have to put this one flower in the vase for my mom. I don't care. I have to go. I'm going to do it.
Go.
No, you are that.
Yeah, that's it. I have to do
everything
for my family. So it's quality time, but receiving gifts is second.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes. We weren't completely off.
We were not completely off at all.
No,
because the things that you do for your family, that's a little bit more acts of kindness. That's you doing, or acts of services.
I mean,
stuff like
it
that, yeah.
is, but I mean, I like spending time with my parents. As you see, sure. I just spent like I spend my Sundays with my father and stuff like that. I just mentioned it. You know what I'm saying? So no, I think because you know why? The reason why I spend so much time with my family is because I don't want any regrets, right?
Right.
When
exactly.
the time comes, I don't want to be like, oh my God, I didn't get to say I love you. I didn't get to say, you know, that's why it is quality time.
That because shit, people don't realize like, it's like we're in a time right now. It's like
I'm telling you,
want,
anything
like,
can happen,
that.
Man.
Live
that's
your
why
life.
I cherish the people that are close to me too, because
don't
man,
put it
you just
off.
Don't know, man.
Don't put
especially
it off.
Not necessarily just COVID, just anything and, in life. Yeah. You know,
thank
you. Don't, you don't know. So that's
I just called
right
yeah.
to say yeah. I love you.
Simple thing.
But that's what I always say to you guys. I love you guys because I never want to say I never said that to them. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that nothing's gonna happen to y'all and them too. But I'm just saying, you know. So it's quality time, receiving gifts, and physical touch are the same on the same line.
Wow.
Right. Then it's words of affirmation because I love myself already. I have my own affirmations in my room.
Amen to
and
that.
And then lastly, it's acts of service because I am highly independent.
Wow.
Period. Yeah.
Love
it. That's how it works for me.
Wow.
Nice. This is good.
This is good. This is a good one. Yeah. So did you guys want to do a musical break or you want to just run to the next one? Because we have like some relationship topics that I came up with and I would love to hear you guys' opinion. I think that we are such like amazing people. We think differently in different ways. Mm-hmm. So you guys want to do the music first and then you want to go into the little topics and stuff like that?
Let's do it.
All right.
When no one said we were ready for that.
Oh, welcome to world.
It's okay. Live radio.
Gina on the ones and twos.
Gina is on the ones and twos today.
Yes.
We're sharing responsibilities today. So I'm going to go into the ad and then I'll get into the music.
Sounds good. Right? Let's do it. I'm going to let you do that.
Fabies and Mr. Blue invites you to a barbecue on Saint Jean Baptiste Day, Thursday, June 24th, from noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park in Côte des Neiges, corner of Côte Saint Catherine and Westbury. Weather permitting, come out and enjoy. On the menu: doubles, roti, jerk pork and chicken, curry goat and chicken. Lots of side dishes. Wear your mask. Social distancing required. That's Thursday, June 24th, noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park in Côte des Neiges. For more information, call 514-771-7011.
When you tell your girlfriend, get changed, you dress like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
That's right, that's right. This is DJ Bobby Payne. We're taking a little musical break. We're starting off with MCD Solo.
A little bit of motion is more than enough. I'm swimming deep in your ocean, cause the wave too rough. And girl, a little bit of motion is more than enough. I'm swimming deep in your ocean. Sip of the potion that we sing now. Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my.
I fell in love when you're slow.
Get behind it, you get me excited, you know how I like it, give me the dance now, bust it, no time for discussions, back against the wall, while you give me your all, yeah, working all week so you know you deserve it, wine with a purpose, girl, put your work in, yeah, and she dropped down low, watch her pick it up slow, yeah,
oh my, 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 oh my, my, my,
I fell in love when you're slow,
that formula, the way you slow wine, girl, you make me come over, and I want you to whine and hold me tight, I want you to stay for the rest of the night, girl, I wanna slow whine on ya, I wanna move, you make me groovy like so, yeah, slow whine on ya, I wanna feel you, yeah, yeah, slow whine on ya, come on, let me hug up the bumper, nana, slow whine on ya, yeah.
Darling, I care.
Yeah,
more than my own, darling. I share with you all goodness and well. Said we can have just one night, or we can have one whole life if we play it cool. Yeah, we can have that one thing, or we can have everything if our hearts are.
Yeah!
Girl, slow down. Girl, let me love you. Darling, slow down. Let me get to know you.
Baby, I've been fantasizing. Just looking in your eyes. You know I'm looking for more. And you're what I've been praying for. This kind of love don't come around like this. I'm not one to play around like this. It's so real, and I love how it feels. I love it when we slowly sway. I love it when we think the same thing. I love the way we move, the way we move. Yeah. We can have every night, yeah. We can have every day. Ooh, I want you to.
Slow down,
slow down,
let me love you.
sights and the sounds. They surround me and you. Tell me that you need me to. Need me to love you, feel you, be you. So I say, why are you in front of me? Can I just move around? Why are your hands so cold and lonely? Why do I need help from you? I never asked for this. Can I just keep my bliss and go my own way?
That's right. Thank you so much for rocking with my little.
Cha 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 cha.
You know, sometimes.
Yeah.
That's okay.
My laptop decided that it was done. That the song was done.
That's okay. Sometimes our laptops have minds of their own.
It's okay for Gina.
It's Gina's first time.
But it's my first time.
Exactly. Guess what happened? Oh. No, let me let you know something. When we were talking, Gina didn't cut us off with a banana song in our ears. So thank you very much. So I want to say, for her first time,
for the record,
she's doing pretty good. And watch how she came in with it. It's nice and smooth.
For the record,
it's under our voices.
Yes.
I don't do it on purpose. I'm just saying.
The point is,
Pete,
this is literally my first time.
Exactly.
And it's your like sixth month.
Okay, you're doing a great job. For your first
time,
you're
doing a really good
job.
Awesome job. Exactly.
Awesome
job. Thank you.
I appreciate those words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Hey, no. Talk about it. We're going to get into some relationship topics that I want to hear about on your ends and what you guys feel about them.
Yeah.
So the first one I brought up was, do you guys feel that enough people have healed their past traumas before they get into relationships? I want to hear you guys' opinion on that.
Mm. Wow.
So I'm very big on taking a straight up timeout when I come out of a relationship.
Okay.
Because I don't want to bring the old into the new.
Right.
And also, when you're in a relationship, whether you like it or not, whether you realize it or not, you create a certain level of codependence.
Of course.
No one likes to think that they're dependent and whatnot. But like when you're in a relationship and it's a real relationship, you spend time with that person. You get a routine with that person and all these different things.
Right.
So you do create this sort of codependence. So you need a moment to have to kind of reset and see who you are today.
Exactly.
As a single
Talk
person.
About
and
it.
Too many people. And that whole saying, the get under someone else.
To heal from one man, you get under another man.
Right, right. To get over one man, you get under
another man.
Man.
Yeah, oh, something word? Like that. Yeah,
that's what they say.
That's what they say.
That's what they be saying.
But that's never been.
That's
my,
they though.
That's they. Not me.
Not me.
Sometimes, no, sometimes thing. It works.
Oh,
sometimes. No, it pacifies 100%.
Especially it does. What we call it. What do we call it? Rebounding, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's lots rebounding. Of people rebound.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So that's my.
That's you. Okay. P.
Yeah, no, I feel it. We're in a time where people are not spending enough time, but I think it's because people are not comfortable with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're not comfortable just being alone. Like, they're not comfortable, you know? So they're like, and it's like almost like they're not accustomed to it. It's almost like you'd be surprised the amount of people who don't look in the mirror and just like look at themselves.
Right.
You know, just look right. like. nothing going on, just staring your own eyes in the mirror, or have a conversation with themselves. Like it's crazy. Like in the room that I'm in, I deal with a lot of different people, and I hear a lot of the things that people go through. And one of the things is really just that basic. People aren't comfortable with themselves.
Absolutely.
And you know, I do not feel people give themselves enough time.
But that's why a lot of people jump from relationship to relationship, because it can't be alone. A lot of people are afraid to face their own demons and face themselves. You know, I mean, when you spend time alone, you have to hear yourself. You have to listen to yourself. You have to learn yourself. A lot of people are actually afraid of that, is what I've noticed too.
Can I ask a question since we have a male in the room?
Sure.
Because I was having this conversation with my friend just the other day, and from my perspective, from a woman's perspective, I see a lot of times a woman, she'll leave a relationship before she gets into another.
Yes.
Whereas I feel like, and I'd love you to correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like a man will start another relationship to end the one he's in.
Yeah, that's a lot of men I find personally. But unhealed men, I have to say that.
Potentially, yeah.
Immature almost?
Yeah.
So it's like, and just to reiterate, so you're saying men will leave... Like, we'll get into another relationship before?
Yeah, they'll start chatting, somebody else, start dating somebody else while they're still in a relationship, and see if it's going to actually work before they decide to leave their other relationship and get into another one.
So your question is that...
Is that an accurate...
you can't generalize because that's a certain level of immaturity too.
I find so too.
I'm not, never say always, never say never, right?
But I could speak... I guess like from that perspective, because I guess I've been blessed with going through all of them. So yeah, I myself have done that in the past where I've almost started another relationship before getting out. But again, that's why I just chalk it up to immaturity, because I can't. My mindset then was immature. Like it was just like, I'm over this and I'm already on to the next. Okay. That's literally what it was on. It wasn't even thinking deeper than that. You know?
Okay, like, so it wasn't like before I leave this comfort. Let me find another.
Right.
Okay.
It's straight immaturity. But again, I'm speaking from my perspective. I can't. That's why I asked.
I wanted to hear the man's opinion.
Yeah. From my male perspective, it's more really that.
Kaya, healing past traumas. Do you feel that people heal themselves these days before they get into something new, or do you feel like they just jump like crisscrossing them?
I think it depends on your age and maturity level. Right. Also, I think that has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we live in a society that people don't really think about that these days.
Right. I agree.
It's something that I always practiced, actually, until I learned how to do the snap back a whole lot faster.
Okay.
It takes time.
Of course.
Your first couple of breakups to kind of get over whatever it was that you went through. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you end up, you know, treating the next person that you're with like that old person.
Exactly.
When they don't really deserve that type of treatment.
Right.
So I found myself doing it one day to an ex-boyfriend of mine, and I was kind of talking to him like he was someone else. And I think at that time, I think I might have been about 21 years old, but I was always way before my time.
Okay.
Like, I always, like people thought that I was sexually active before I was and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's something that I recognize, but I always took time in between.
That's good.
I felt like it was always necessary.
Right.
Once I heard myself talking to this guy like this, I was like, girl, are you crazy? and I was like, well, you need to get it together. I said, listen, I need a couple of days to check myself about some things. And if you still be here when I'm finished checking myself, I would love to see you again. But I can't continue like this until I address some things with myself. And after doing it, I know that it works. So I do believe that it's something that needs to happen. However, I know there's a lot of people, and I recognize this in a lot of women that I've been around. They don't like being by themselves.
Right.
And
it's
so
very
they always
true.
Feel like they need someone. So they feel like replacing one with the other makes them feel better. But I don't think that it actually works. I don't think I don't see them being really successful that way.
Right.
So
I think with that said to you, also, we also have to learn that in a lot of relationships, if they don't work out and we keep jumping from person to person, the common denominator is us.
Well,
you know
said,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Our practices or lack thereof.
Exactly. So it starts from us, right? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't understand that. So I know people who have been married 2 and 3 times, and it's like, sir, stop. Because these people now have moved on to other people, and you are still doing the exact same thing that you are divorced from. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what caused your divorce, and you're still doing it, and you're saying things like, that's just the way I am. And a lot of people, I find they have that too. That's just the way I am. Yeah. No, work on working on it before.
I don't know. I beg to differ when it comes to stuff like that.
Really?
Well, you heard Maya Angelou, when people show you who they are.
Believe them.
So this is the problem.
Yes.
The thing is that some people really are just like that. And what he needs is a woman that is with open relationships. But the problem is that, and I used to talk about this all the time on one of the old shows that I used to do. If you like a woman who is a nun, if you like nuns, you need to go with nuns.
Exactly. Right.
But don't you keep picking up nuns and expecting them to be hot girls in the bedroom.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Clap, vice versa. So I think this is what happens to us. I think that we pick up ideals of people instead of actual people.
So most people, you're saying most people like the idea of them but can't handle it.
Or trying to change a person.
You don't get into anything to change people, right?
Yeah.
I hear you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that.
But I'm wondering if there's an issue with people in the timing where we're coming in we're a particular age group, right? Where it's just like, where they're like, yo, I have to get back into something else and just try to make this work. Because it's like, damn, like I'm looking at my clock. It's like,
That's true.
You know, so I'm
wondering if
that's also putting a factor in some people's minds where it's just like, yo,
I think there's several different factors, here in Montreal. I think that there's a shortage of good men.
I agree.
So
we
see the women here jumping, playing hopscotch when it comes to these things. And you hear guys saying things like, oh, this girl's passed through. But that's because there's so many waste men.
Thank you. So now I
didn't do anything with all of these guys that I went with, but I dated them. I tried to see who they were. And they were all trash. So now they're like, oh, they're telling stories. But this is what happens here because there's so little.
Yeah.
So I think that it's a thing. But ladies, we need to just check ourselves, you know, and put
that's
a little... Put your price tag a little bit higher. Take some time to think about some things, you know.
And